This is Daniel, RDI Diamonds.
Hey, Daniel. It's Tucker from Foster Sound. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, I was on helping another customer. My wife talked to you on the phone for a minute. Really the only thing I see, I'm looking at the GI report for the stones and I have a picture of them. The only thing I see is that it has three inclusions total. They're table facing. It's on the right of the stone, but they're GVS1, GIA, XXX, no fluorescence. The only comment is additional clouds and pinpoints. But they're pretty clean stones, and I don't know why they haven't priced it the way they haven't priced it. I don't know if they've messed up in that seller's cost, and they're selling too much at our cost, but one is 7.37 by 7.42, so, I mean, they're almost perfect rounds, so, I mean, I guess they're, if you're, 0.05 of a millimeter off, but, yeah, these are the, what we do when customers come in, what we do is we have, a seller portal, and you can add your 20% margin on anything that you want, and then give the people the iPad so they can look through the stones, and they can go filter, and they can go a 1.5 carat, 1.4 carat, D, E, F, G, H, VS1, VS2, GIA only, EGL only, whatever you want, and that way they get to look through the whole inventory of Stellar. And for me, it's I don't really care because my price is already added on there.
Right.
For other stones are, but some of their stones are insanely priced way too high, but there's other stones that I'm like, how's this stone this...
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. At one point, I thought you were messing with me a little bit. I was like, I must have missed something, but I guess
you said
it was a carat and a half, correct?
Yeah, 150. 150 on the nose. The one's 150, one's 151. I'll give you a weird example. I was looking up their other things. If you go to just 1 carat stones, and this didn't make any sense to me. I'm on Stellar right now. 1 carat, they have a GVS1, 1 carat exactly, and it's at 3,000 even, right? And then you change the clarity to better clarity, and they have a 1 carat VVS1 that's at 2,960.
Right. Yeah,
so it's there's one that's a VVS1 that's better than the VS1, and it's less money on there, but they don't have a matched pair for that one. So otherwise, I would have taken that one and done nicer stones, but they didn't have something that was close in terms of millimeter match.
Okay. I was just calling back because I was reading. I went over it twice. Yeah, and I was like, I looked at our thing, and I was like, they're 12 to 13 here.
15, yeah, that's what I thought. They were 11 to 15K. On the most other stones, and I was like, are these something weird about them? But I really didn't. And then the other thing that I found, have you ever been on a Diamore?
I can't say that I have, no.
So a Diamore is kind of interesting. They're and I'm saying this quietly because I have customers too, but they're like,
how do you spell it?
A-D-I-A-M-O-R, I think. But basically what they do is if you're a jewelry store of any variety and you're on the JBT, they let you list stones that are certified on their website, and they take a small, small, small margin, 5% or something. And so we'll go on a Diamore and I'll see stones that this person has to just need money and want to sell them, because it'll be $5,000 or $7,000 cheaper than the next option for that stone. And at first I was off the route report, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But then what I figured out is that because they work with so many people, there might be literally a little family jeweler that needs to make their payroll. So they're like, cool, we'll put this 2-carat FVS2 stone that we own at, whatever to sell it today. But we'll look on there just for shits and giggles, and search a stone that you have, and then search price low to high, because there will also be something that's way higher than what you're selling in terms of cost. You'll see something, you'll be like, I was looking up 2-carat FVS, and there was one that was at 15,000, there was others that were at 30 grand for the same stone, and they're apples to apples, click on the GI report, same cut clarity. And so it's kind of interesting, because I think it's because there's so much available, some people are literally just trying to liquidate, and if they paid $10,000 for the stone, and they're still selling it for $20,000, even though it should be worth $30,000. They're still I'm still making my $10,000.
Yeah, they're still getting there.
Yeah, getting there.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the information. I'll still keep trying to look to try to beat that. In the meantime, is there anything else that you might need help with, or is that kind of what you have?
Nothing today, but if I get something, I'll jingle out to you.
All right, well, I appreciate it, Tucker.
Of course, man. You have a good day.
You too as well.
Bye.
Bye now.